It is 18 past seven, so we are expecting to see this country's biggest ever jump in GDP. The third quarter number and COVID recovery number is being revealed later this morning. It comes off the back of Treasury's latest figures, the HIFU, which paints a pretty rosy picture over the next 4 years. Joining us with some analysis from the New Zealand Initiative is Chief Economist Dr. Eric Crampton. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Gee, Treasury's forecasts have swung wildly between PREFU and HIFU. Are they on top of their game?
Well, conditions have changed. So the forecast that they had was predicated on things looking a little bit worse. It's now looking like the vaccine is more likely, that the international scenario should come right sooner rather than later. Uncertainty is being resolved around vaccination. We're not quite sure when a lot of fully rolled out here, but it's looking less likely that we're going to be having global recession for a very long period because of absence of a vaccine. Hopefully it'll all mean that we're able to open the borders a little faster than otherwise, although they don't condition the forecast so much on earlier border openings. You mentioned at the outset that things are looking rosy. That's only really in comparison to how things were looking prior to the election in that update. It's still a pretty bleak picture. It's much, much better than than we were expecting a few months ago. And better than it could have been, but it's still on the magnitude of the GFC, sort of, if you're looking at unemployment and deficits.
All right. Eric, we've got a pretty crappy phone connection, I have to say, but let me just persevere. A couple of quick questions. Treasury's forecast on house prices, what do you make of it?
Well, I'm not sure that anybody has a good read on it. I expect that this will be based on the continued monetary expansion from the Reserve Bank running up against a fairly fixed housing supply. So we've made it pretty difficult to get new housing built. Now we've got a construction sector that's running pretty much at capacity, facing some supply chain issues still, and a lot more money in the market. So that will be continuing to bid house prices up, and nobody's quite sure what happens when we reopen the border, if we're able to get more construction workers in to help ease those crises, or whether we do more to increase demand for housing. It's a worry. We really need to be easing those constraints and setting in place now the measures that would allow sort of a rolling mall of new housing to be built with the cheap money that's now available. So if we have the settings done right, all of the quantitative easing by the Reserve Bank would be helping to get more houses built rather than bid up the prices of existing houses.
Right. Okay. And just finally, I must ask you about GDP. I think everyone in your line of work, Eric, is being asked to call it. What's your number?
I don't have those kinds of crystal balls, and I try to point to the ones that do. So Treasury is pegging it at a 10.5% increase for the quarter. I'm not going to second guess them on that. That still does mean a reduction for the year, and they are still pointing to what they call structural deficits in the government's finances at the end of the forecast period of 2025. They're still looking at the government spending 1.1% of GDP more than it's raising in taxes. So we still have a fair bit of work to do, even though it looks like we're going into a bit of a recovery.
For sure. Eric, thanks so much. Merry Christmas, Eric Crampton.